Welcome to Create Photography. This is Daniel. In today's episode, I'd like to do a replay of a previous episode. This episode is about simplicity. We're going to talk about simplicity in composition, gear, and settings. We'll use some examples of Ansel Adams photography. And the episode is very short, but it's actually one of the most popular, if not the most popular, so far. So I thought it would be kind of fun to replay for those of you who haven't heard it yet. Thanks so much, and let's get into it. In today's episode, I'd like to talk about simplicity in photography. I'd like to cover simplicity in composition, in gear, setup, and also settings. I have been thinking about simplicity and how sometimes it is very hard to create simple compositions, and also hard to have simple camera setups, especially for those of us who are getting more serious into photography. There is beauty in simplicity and in simple pieces of art. I think there is a certain paradox that complex photographs can still be simple, and we'll talk more about that. So I like to focus on simplicity as it relates to photography with regards to composition, but then also gear and settings. So these are topics that we have touched on before, but I like to approach it slightly differently today. Let's start with number one, simplicity in composition and story. Simplicity in composition can be very powerful in that it allows us to kind of tell a clearer story, so to say. So how can we, you know, tell a simpler story? Well, one way would be to simply exclude elements and really focus on whatever story we want to tell. So sometimes people say, you know, if your image is not interesting, just get closer. That's kind of a similar way of saying that and kind of excluding non-relevant elements to your photograph. There is this paradox that complex pictures can still have a strong, simple message. And we'll talk more about this, as I mentioned before, and I'll give you actually a specific example as well. One thing I want to mention is that simplicity is, in my opinion, not necessarily equivalent to minimalism. We could make the following argument. Minimalist images are typically simple, but not all simple images are minimalist. So I hope that makes sense. And again, that may seem like a logic paradox as well, but it is not if you consider that the term simple is not equivalent to minimalist. We talked about minimalism before, and while minimalism uses relatively simple compositions, I would like to define simplicity in photography slightly differently. For example, you can have a photograph with a very simple message and overall composition, so simple composition. But when you look at the details, it is not composed of minimalist design elements, but rather complex elements. And without going into a philosophical rabbit hole, let's discuss this just via an example. I think Ansel Adams is a great example of a photographer who was able to convey a simple, easy to understand story or message via relatively complex nature photographs. So Ansel's photographs are often, I would say, complex with regards to what is included, but ultimately are, I think, simple in the composition, although they're not traditionally what we, you know, typically consider minimalistic in the traditional sense. And I think the best thing I can do is probably to just link to a couple of examples of Ansel's photographs in the show notes. And I think that will hopefully exemplify what I'm talking about here. So what are some of the things we can pay attention to when we are trying to take simple photographs, so to say? As always, I think we need to really think about what's the story of the particular image. If we have a complex scene, can we frame it such that the story is still simple and clear and easy to understand and not messy? As I mentioned, you know, maybe that may require us to get, you know, closer in, that may require us to use, you know, a different lens or something like that, or frame things differently. And again, you know, it may require us to perhaps exclude elements that are distractive and distracting and not really adding to the story. Again, should we frame things differently? Should we focus in or out? Should we move in closer or farther away? Should we de-emphasize the background by selective focus and maybe blurring it out? So those are just some thoughts, ideas on how to create simple images with regards to composition and story. Now, let's talk about simplicity and gear setup and settings. How can we have simplicity in gear? So if you have four lenses for your camera, so if you have a camera that obviously has interchangeable lenses and you have several lenses, maybe you have more, and maybe you have even multiple camera bodies, I think simplicity would just mean just take one lens with you and one camera and do not worry about the others. Don't bring several cameras, don't bring several lenses, just keep it super simple. Having too much gear and fumbling with these lenses while out photographing can stifle creativity and spontaneity, and you may also miss certain moments. This has certainly happened to me. Now, you know, I understand sometimes you may want to bring all these lenses just in case you may, you know, you're out in nature and you need this long tele lens to photograph this particular animal. And I understand that, but I think just in general, I think it does help a lot to have a very simple, minimalist in that case, I'd say, gear as well. If you typically photograph on a tripod, maybe you're a nature photographer with a remote or architecture photographer and a bunch of different filters, maybe again, simplify. Use one lens, use one camera, ditch the tripod and all the extra equipment. Just bring that. It's lighter as well, so it's easier to get around. What about simplicity in settings? Maybe you are a very, very experienced photographer, and maybe you like to use manual settings and modify all the settings of your camera all the time. And while you might be very good at this and it works very well, why not simplify and just photograph in automatic mode, if your camera has that, of course. I personally love photographing in aperture priority. So if I have a digital camera, that is typically. So I set everything automatic except my aperture. And so how can then a simpler setup and simpler settings help us with creating simpler and perhaps even stronger images? I think by using a simple camera setup that we don't have to think about, we can really focus on our surroundings, on seeing, on our composition, on the light, on the story, what we want to say with our photographs. Yes, of course, once we know our tool inside out, one could argue we don't have to photograph in some sort of automatic mode. But I think if you want to be very candid in the moment, I think it's just very helpful to have that very simplistic, you know, setting. I would also argue that today's advanced digital cameras are loaded with super complex and sometimes confusing menu options, buttons, styles, and settings. And those sometimes can be just distracting. And again, if you're out photographing and you have to deal with menu options, that just takes away from the moment and from being in the moment, I think. And I think there are ways around this. We can either get a super simple camera, like an old film camera or a point-and-shoot camera, or we operate our complex DSLR or mirrorless camera using simple, straightforward settings. So how could this look like practically? Let's assume we have an advanced mirrorless camera with countless menu items and options and so forth. So all we need to do is set up our ISO to auto, maybe a max of 3200 or something, our aperture to aperture priority or fully automatic aperture, our focus to autofocus, our white balance to auto, and basically call it a day. If we have an interchangeable camera system, only bring one lens. And there you have your super simple, basically advanced camera, if you have an advanced camera, point and shoot. Of course, it could also be that we just bring our iPhone and just don't even bring our, if we have an advanced camera, don't even bring it, or just really simply use a point and shoot. But whatever it may be, if you have a complex camera, simplify it. If you already have a simple camera, then there you go. But that lets us focus on our story, our composition, on the corners of our images, on what we want to exclude, include, on really being in the moment, perhaps on the decisive moment, and really making, then the camera becomes an extension of us, and we kind of forget about the settings. And again, if it's aperture priority that I like, then maybe we can, you know, use those settings to quickly change selective focus, but that's really not slowing us down. We can leave our extra lenses at home and see if that is not in any way helpful, perhaps even liberating. I think it is. And again, maybe these potential limitations are paradoxically increasing our creativity. I think they might. All right, this concludes this little excursion into simplicity of photography. Thanks so much for listening, and talk to you next time.